Our next story is about bullfighting, but it's not the kind of bullfighting you'd see in Spain. We're talking about South Korea's version. This kind of bullfighting is not a man versus beast showdown. There are no matadors or swords. It's just bull against bull, and there's a lot less blood. The Korean bullfighting tradition is said to stretch back 1,000 years, and it's a rural activity. Jason Strother recently visited the annual bullfighting festival in the village of Chungdo and sent this report.
At the Chungdo Arena, the bulls are led into the center by their trainers. It's a little more sedate than you might imagine, but when the whistle blows, the two animals ram one another headfirst. The match only lasts a few minutes. The bulls shove each other as their trainers shout commands at them. Finally, one bull unlocks and runs off. The other is declared the winner. Bullfight referee Lee Tonil is the one who makes the call. He says one bull must completely run away in order to name a winner. Sometimes the bull just turns around, so you have to wait until it's clear that the bull is taking off. Up in the stands, spectators cheer. Chungdo local Kim Soon-sik says he's a regular at these bullfights.
I like the bulls because they are aggressive. They are just like the men from this province. They're not only tough, they also use their heads.
Outside of the arena, some of the bulls are finished for the day. They stand in pens, linked by a rope through their nose rings. Trainer Choi Jong-jin introduces me to his two victorious beasts. Choi works with the bulls for an hour every day. He hangs a tire by a rope, and the bulls wrestle with it. Even though the bulls don't fight to the death, it's a grueling sport, and the bulls do get hurt. I ask him if that bothers him.
Yeah, sure, it makes me feel bad. Today, one got a little injured, so you can see the purple ointment around his horn.
Trainers aren't the only ones who get upset. Animal rights activists have tried to put a stop to these matches, but they haven't had much luck. The bullfights are considered traditionally Korean, so they have a lot of political supporters. Jo Hee Kyung directs an animal welfare group back in Seoul. She says there's actually a law that protects the bullfights. The best they can do is to try to keep the matches out in the countryside and away from bigger cities so that more money won't be made off of these animals. Joe points out that betting on these bullfights is one of the only legal types of gambling in South Korea. Back at the Chungdo Arena, bullfight fan Jung Jae-ki says wagering on these matches goes back a long time, and it's not always just for money.
In the old times, the loser would help others with their farming. But today we just buy the winner dinner or take them out for drinks.
Jung says he also thinks the bullfights shouldn't be brought to the city. They should stay right here in the countryside, where they've always been. For The World, I'm Jason Strother at the Chungdo Bullfighting Festival in South Korea.
For more on that story, visit theworld.org.